from the number one sports site in the world.
Yahoo! Welcome to the FC Yahoo Soccer Podcast.
FC Yahoo Premier League season previews. I'm Henry Bushnell, along with Shahan Ahmed and Alex Baker. I'm talking Arsenal now. So, guys, so much has changed at the top of the league, and Arsenal is basically still Arsenal. They're still the same old Arsenal. Alex, has anything even changed with Arsenal?
Yes, we have no center backs.
That's true. But you do have a defensive midfielder.
Yes, we have a very good defensive midfielder. I think that the things that needed to change about Arsenal have needed to change about Arsenal for 3 or 4 years now. I mean, you wrote a great column about all the strikers we've missed out on since Van Persie left. And
£1 billion worth of strikers.
£1 billion worth of strikers. So the fact remains, we still lack a world-class center forward. With all respect to Giroud, who is a serviceable Premier League striker. And the problem is, there aren't really that many obvious choices on the market right now. Who's an upgrade? Is Lacazette? Not necessarily.
Yeah, he's different,
a lateral move. Which maybe you need someone else to chip in 12, 15, maybe 20 goals if you're lucky.
Aubameyang would be a good pickup.
Aubameyang would be nice, but it's, show me the day Arsene Wenger is going to pay market value for a guy like that. I liked Oxlade-Chamberlain a lot in the preseason. I know that you were impressed.
Yeah, I wrote a column on Oxlade-Chamberlain, and I got to ask Arsene a couple questions about him.
Yeah.
And we really saw it in preseason. He is a dynamic player that has so much talent and so much ability. If they can just get him on a good run of game and a good run of form, I mean, he's at the right age where you start seeing these guys really break out, because they're no longer considered young players when they hit that 23 mark, which is what he's hitting.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, this is a big year for him. That's what Arsene said as well. I personally just, I just don't think they've done enough to move up the table. I mean, Henry, you have them finishing first.
I do.
Please explain.
I think they're... So my prediction is assuming that they do buy a striker, because the rumors seemed like more certain this year than they have in the past.
Let me just interject real quick.
Yeah.
Last year I picked Arsenal to finish first.
Yeah.
With the same assumption.
Same assumption.
And
that's fair.
Guess what happened?
That's fair.
They did not buy a striker.
And also, to be fair, I made this prediction before Mertesacker and Gabriel are both injured now. That's not ideal. They're gonna be.
The latest is that Gabriel might not be as bad as we thought.
Okay, so that's good. But maybe it's not the best attack in the league because Man City is still outstanding. But Mesut Ozil, the combination of Mesut Ozil and Alexis Sanchez is, I think you can make an argument that they are the two best attacking players in the league. I think Ozil has established himself, especially last year. When he didn't have as many injury troubles, he's the best creative player in the Premier League. He's the best chance creator. And Sanchez is also a great creator, but in a different way. And I think that's a great dynamic going forward. I just think that with all the... And I guess we've said this with Arsenal for a while, but with all the fluctuations at the other top clubs and the uncertainty, uncertainty isn't necessarily a bad thing. Like, at Man United, it could be a really good thing. Like, that team could be really good. Arsenal, you know what they're going to get. And, if they finally have a year where they don't have the injuries, if they finally have a year, maybe Granit Xhaka is that defensive midfielder that they needed. I think Arsenal, the fans get frustrated, and people in general get frustrated with them because we feel like they should be better than they are. But they're good. And I feel like they're one or two players away from being that title caliber team.
They've been
one or two players away.
Yes, that's true.
That's the frustrating.
But I don't think that necessarily means this won't be the year.
Well, they have been edging sort of closer and closer. You get that sense?
Did you really feel like last year was a second place finish?
No, it absolutely wasn't.
It was lucky.
It was entirely lucky. And to be honest, we talk about Leicester and how they lost three games all of last season. Two of those were to Arsenal. Arsenal should have won the league.
I agree. Totally.
But they just completely blew it when they had the opportunity. They didn't really know how to. They were like a deer caught in headlights. I mean, it was kind of sad, but at the same time, we've seen it so many times that it's not even surprising. We're talking about, they're getting inching closer and closer. When was the last time Arsenal won the title? 2004.
Yeah.
That was 12 years ago. Pep Guardiola was still a player with a couple years left in his career. It's like, that's how long ago it was. You really think about it. This team does not resemble anything what that team was. So yeah, Xhaka's a good signing. I don't think anyone would say he isn't. But the real two areas of need have been find a striker that can either challenge Giroud or replace Giroud and force him to, you know, fight for his spot. And central defenders right now, because yeah, they've shored up that defensive deep lying midfielder, which they needed to do for some time.
And the goalkeeper, they took care of that.
Yeah, goalkeeper, they took care of.
That's what I mean by
interesting. I mean, it's been really slow. They've gotten around to doing these things, and you know, okay, Coquelin helped in terms of addressing that need that had just been glaring for years, frankly. But then, you know, the Xhaka signing is a good signing, I think. I think we all agree. But then you look at, you know, Mertesacker and Gabriel, a couple injuries, and you're looking at the squad, and you're like, there's no one.
Rob Holding, who's 21.
Like, but yeah. Callum Chambers can play in the middle. Like, there are guys, and I just think that the front six...
Is that going to win you a title, though?
Their defense has been better. I think their defense has been better than you think.
They're a top four team every year. I don't think their defense is bad.
Yeah.
I'm talking about winning the title.
But I just think that front six could be next level. So Giroud, as much as we talk about him, like, he is one of the better. He's one of the best strikers in the league, and he gets a bad rap. When you think about him with Ozil, Sanchez, Aaron Ramsey, who I think is still underrated. I think he's really good. Xhaka, Oxlade-Chamberlain, that front six right there is incredible.
Well, the thing with Ramsey is that his best position, and we saw this with Wales, is actually playing a little bit further up and playing, playing that Ozil role. And that's just not there for him. I mean, yes, the Arsenal has plenty of time. I mean, frankly, that was Cazorla's position too, and he adjusted his role as well. They have a lot of guys that can do the same job. And they're all world-class players at doing that job, but they're kind of being moved around and being less than optimal. They're still great players. They still have the ability to interchange, interact. They play, you know, exciting football. But ultimately, just when the going gets tough and they need to get points out of these certain fixtures, for whatever reason, they always crumble or they always go in and just get a draw when they should have gotten a win. And those little margins are what separates them from the title every year, year after year after year. And so as much as I want to say Arsenal is going to win it this year, I just don't, based on what I saw last year and the improvements they made this year, I just don't see enough that they will.
Yeah, I think my pick is more based on just not really knowing who to go with. Like, I just have more questions about the other teams. And we think the league got a lot better, but I almost think this year's title winner could be similar to last year's title winner in that it's just nobody's really that great, and one team is just slightly better than the rest. And not that it's going to be a team like Leicester, but all it takes is one or two bounces going your way and 1 point turning to 3 points in two or three games. And I think Arsenal are certainly going to be there. Like, they are going to be in that top three, top four range.
Yeah, only Arsenal fan Joey Gallino and, you know, everything negative Leander Sherlockins disagree with you.
Yeah,
they have them at finishing sixth. Everybody else on the staff has them, you know, finishing top four.
Well, and there's no reason to think they won't finish top four.
Yeah, I mean, frankly, that's the one thing they are really good at. Losing in the round of 16 and finishing top four.
But I think part of the reason it is frustrating is that I think actually on the squad, and I know this sounds like the most tired Arsene Wenger argument, but you've got players who really are quality players who just aren't consistent.
Quality.
We must focus on the quality. You know, you look at Serge Gnabry, what he's done for Germany in the Olympics. You know, you look at...
Bellerin at left back, or right
Bellerin's
back.
Bellerin's fantastic.
Kieran Gibbs is like a good left back.
Yeah, yeah.
But he's had injury issues always, and that's kind of always held him back a little bit. Same with, you know, when you look at Walcott, I just feel like it's probably time for him.
Yeah, I'm not even a
fan. And then I think, you know, Oxlade-Chamberlain, that's why I said this is a big year for him, and Arsene, you know, really hinted at that.
We haven't even talked about Jack Wilshere either.
Well, we probably shouldn't until he actually turns up.
When he's healthy for a consistent amount of time.
But he's already injured. He's injured in preseason.
I know. But, pre-injury, Jack Wilshere was about to be.
Yeah, but he was a really good player. He can be a really good player, but to count on a player like that who's had so many problems and so many issues, it's just tough to factor him in. It's like a bonus, right? And Arsene would say it's like a new signing.
Yeah,
it's like, but that's kind of a BS argument. I think you have to get guys that you know can contribute. And right now, I just look at it, and I'm just not convinced by their backup striker. And I know they got some young talent, but really, we're talking about a team trying to win the Premier League. If you really want to win the Premier League, you need to go out. And like I said, I think Giroud's a good striker, but I think that you need someone to either be slightly better than him or slightly worse than him to really challenge him.
Yeah, because well, you need a different look.
Because he doesn't always fire, and a lot of times it's when you need him to fire and he's not firing, you need to be able to say, all right, you're not doing the job today, 60 minutes, you're out. And right now, it's like, what, putting Walcott in there just doesn't do anything for me.
Also, none of these guys ever seem to hit form at the same time. It's like Ramsey goes on a run, everyone else falls.
Yeah, but that's because
Ramsey goes on a run.
Ramsey goes on a run off when he gets to play in the number 10 role because somebody's out injured.
Okay, I think we beat this argument to death. Okay, that's it for Arsenal. Shahan Ahmed, Alex Baker, Henry Bushnell. All our Premier League previews are at sports.yahoo.com/soccer. Go check them out.